All right, so we'll say. So, again, so today is just a little bit of a peevish. We only have a few minutes, but I just want to share with you a little bit. We're picking up a little bit midstream in Miratz Hashem. We're in Perek Chaf Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim, and again, it's not too late. Even though now we're really, Baruch Hashem, actually closing in on, thank God, finishing Mesilas Yesharim for the second time, because we're up to Perek Chaf Vav, Sefer ends Perek Chaf Vav, but it's still not, you can still participate in the Siyum if you come in now. So, it's very good. I will say, you know, the Ramchal, just to give you by way of Hakdama, I've mentioned this to those who come to the Shir, but I'll just tell us in general. You know, the Ramchal lived a tragic life. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto lives in the 1700s, and he was a teacher of first of Kabbalah, and he was accused of being a Sabbatian. He was accused of being a follower of Shabtai Tzvi. As a result, he was blacklisted. Mamish blacklisted. He couldn't even find, can you imagine like Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, you know, shows up, sends in a resume like the TA, you know, he wants to be a Rebbe, like in second grade. So can you imagine, they say no. No, right? And he goes school to school, yeshiva to yeshiva. Nobody will give him a job because he's blacklisted. Literally, the Ramchal could not find a job doing anything. He moves there. He becomes a lens crafter. Is that the right word? Like makes glasses. Optician. So, optician. And again, he can't really make a parnasa like that either. He ends up making aliyah with his family to Eretz Yisrael. And within 6 months of arriving in Eretz Yisrael, the entire family dies in a plague. Tuberculosis. The Ramchal died before the age of 40. So you understand that you're talking about the words from a person who had so much difficulty in life, but as you'll see, it's a sefer that is brimming with optimism, hope, and just the eternal feeling that people possess so much good and have so much incredible potential. So it's always important to know the Mechaber. It's always important to know the author of the Sefer and to know his history, because it endows the words with even more meaning. And the truth is, the beauty of Mesilas Yesharim is, you know, people always want to know, you know, like the roadmap for successful living. Here it is, Rabosai, complete in one volume. The roadmap for successful living, all in these pages. So we picked up in complete with footnotes, right? It's true, no pictures, but footnotes. So we'll say, so in Parak Chaf Aleph, the title of this chapter is Bedarchei Knias HaChasidus. So remember, again, here the Ramchal is talking about the idea of the Midah of Chasidus. So in the previous chapters, what is Chasidus? So remember, the Chasidus Ramchal, first of all, of course, this is not talking about what we call Chasidus. This is a different type, just plain piety. So what Ramchal, the way the Ramchal understands Chasidus over here is the following. A Chasid says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me mitzvos. Mitzvos are an expression of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So the chassid looks at a mitzvah and he says, now that I know that this is what the Ribono Shel Olam wants, how could I take the Ratzon Hashem and apply it even further? How could I go ahead and see, now that I understand the will of God, how could I take that? So I'll give you a perfect example. So Ribono Shel Olam tells us, Pasuach tiftach es yadcha l'achicha hevyom. Ribono Shel Olam tells me that if somebody approaches me for money, they're destitute, I have to open my hand, I have to give them. So what does that teach me? What is Ribono Shel Olam conveying to me? What the Ribono Shel Olam is conveying to me is what? That God wants me to be a selfless person. That's not just to give money. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. I have to give money. I have to get stuck when there's a need. The Ribono Shel Olam wants me to be selfless. So remember, the Hasidically challenged individual will say, God wants me to give tzedakah. I've given tzedakah. I'm done. The Chassid says, the Ribono Shel Olam does not want me to live an egocentric life. He doesn't want life just to be about me. He doesn't want life to be about my happiness, life just to be about my fulfillment. He wants me to live a life that is centered on the other. So the Chassid understands this message from the mitzvah, and then he goes Vaitus. Let's begin. So here the Ramchal, now the beauty, the way the Mesilas Yesharim is structured is, the Ramchal first begins with a midah. He explains what the particular midah, or what the midah is, and then he tells you, this is the greatest gift, he tells you how to acquire the midah, because, you know, it's nice to be able to understand what the attributes are. The challenge, of course, is always in the details of acquisition. So Hevi Ramchal says, Hine, mimashi yoel harbe liknos achasidus, hu godol haastaklus v'rofis bonenos. So Moshe said, do you want to know what the secret is to acquiring the midah of chasidus? It's Godel Haastaklis Verofis Boninos. Godel Haastaklis means concentration. In the footnote, he says, Lilmod, Lahakiru Lahasigit Esim Hadvarim La'amito. And his Boninos, contemplation. And there's a Bosei, and this is incredible. In order to become a chassid, has to try to intuit the will of God. So to intuit the will of God, you have to take time to think. You have to take time to contemplate. Ki kaasher yar beha adam lehisponin al godol rememuso yisparach betach leshlemuso. Because when a person takes the time to think about the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam and how complete the Ribono Shel Olam is, verov haherche kabilti mishuar shebein giduloso ubein shiflosenu yigromlo sheyimale yira ura adam lefanav. See, Rabbi was saying, when I think about the greatness of God, and I think about where I am, and I think about the great divide between us, Rabbi was saying, now you understand what the Ramchal is describing over here is the great anomaly of Judaism. That on one hand, when I think about the greatness of God, I feel so little, I feel so small, and I feel so far. Yet, in that moment, I also know that the Ribono Shel Olam is right next to me. Again, I say it's the great anomaly. The Ribono Shel Olam is so great and so vast, and on one hand, so far removed, but yet on the other hand, so incredible, and yet so close. He goes on, he says, "Ubisponino arov chasad avimanu." So here I have this one conception of the Ribono Shel Olam, so great, so vast, so far. And yet when I think about the incredible chasadim that he does with me, va'al goldel ahavaso yisparach liyisrael, and the great love that he has for klal yisrael, va'al kirvas hayisharim elav, and that those who are yashar, those who are straight, are able to come so close to him, umalas ha-torah v'hamitzvot sekiyotze min ha'ayunim v'halimudim, and the beauty that we have in Torah. And I will say, and that Torah is not just another subject, and that Torah is, the Torah literally is the window into the mind, into the soul of the Ribono Shel Olam. Vadai shetislahit bo ahava aza. Rabosai, hisboninos about the Ribono Shel Olam could only lead to one thing, and that is an intense love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The yifchar v'yis'ave ledabek bo. Person will choose and desire to cling to him. Ki bir'osa shabori yisparach hu lanu. Listen to this, listen how beautiful these words are. Ki bir'osa shabori yisparach hu lanu le'av mamish. Because when you have time to respond, and it goes again, the great challenge over here, you know, it's interesting. To learn Shas, not a problem. To be Kaveit in the Torah, absolutely not a problem. To take out time to actually think and not do anything else, big problem. Big problem. It's just not the way we're wired today. But Ramchal says, yeah, we have to make the time, whether it's 5 minutes or 20 minutes, just to be able to sit with your eyes closed, to be able just to think for a few minutes. It's helpful on many different levels. We'll discuss more levels. But here he's saying just contemplation of the Ribono Shel Olam. Think about what is the Ribono Shel Olam. And I don't know what the Ribono Shel Olam is. All I know is that he's great, he's vast, he created everything. And the first feeling that engenders is a feeling of smallness. Smallness of me. He's so great, and who am I? But then I think to myself, but amazing. Rabbi will say, look, he already did incredible chasadim with us today. What's the raya? We're here, right? The raya is Baruch Hashem. We opened our eyes. We could talk. We can see. We could think. We can move our fingers. We can move our bodies. Incredible chesed already. That chesed tells me that he loves me. And if he loves me again, it's amazing to think that this great, vast entity called the Ribono Shel Olam is mamish like my father. And he has compassion upon me like a father has on his children. What comes from that realization? Bless you. Yishorer bo behemshich, ultimately that awakens within me. Ha-chefetz v'ha-teshuka ligmolo keben el aviv. We'll say it's interesting. You know, what does a child want more than anything, right? Freud built a whole psychological enterprise on this premise, right? That the relationship between children and their parents is the most important life relationship there is. And children at their core want to do one thing, and that is they want to please their, and by the way, more specifically, they want to please their father. Because we'll say mothers are usually very easily pleased, right? If you're semi-normal and you don't fight with your siblings, they're pretty happy, right? Fathers have much higher expectations. Generally, again, we've spoken about this before, there is a thing, paternal love and maternal love. Maternal love is almost always without strings. Paternal love, fathers often say their love is without strings. But more often than not, there's a certain degree of paternal love that is unconditional, and there's a certain degree of paternal love that is absolutely conditional. I want my children to succeed. I want my children to do things. And children intuitively, even if a parent's father says it's not true, children intuitively understand this. So therefore, says Ramchal something amazing. As soon as I see that Lemaisa, again, my father loves me, and he cares about me, and he takes care of me, of me, the reflexive reaction to that is, I want to do for him. If I see how much he cares about me, ha-chepetz va-teshuka ligmolo ke-ben el-aviv. Rabbi said, let's just read one more line and we'll stop for today. Page Reshu Tess. Hinei lezeh. So Rabbi said, now what? I want to give back to my father. He gives so much. Rabbi said, look, and this is so, again, I didn't plan this. We haven't learned Masechta Yesharim for a while. But amazing, we just came out of Yom Kippur and we're confident he's given us another year of life. And he's given us another year of bracha. So I want to reciprocate. Like, I want to do something for him. So v'hini lezeh, tzarecha adam sheyisbodeit b'chadara v'yikbatz kol mada'o u'tivunaso elistaklus ve'ela'iyim b'dora ha'mitimilas. Rabbi says, here's the problem. I want to give something back to Ribono Shel Olam. But what do you give to the God who has everything? Right? It's a big problem, right? What do I give him? So says the Ramchal, in order to be able to figure out what to give to the Ribono Shel Olam, you know what that requires? Tzarech Adam sheyisbodeit b'chadarav. You have to take the time for his bodidus. Rabbi says, his bodidus and his boninus are two different things. His bodidus means what? You have to be alone with yourself. You have to take the time ultimately to kind of withdraw a little bit from others and take the time just to think on your own. V'yikbatz kol mada'o, and you have to collect all of your knowledge, utivunaso, and all of your understanding, el ha'estaklos ve'ela'iyun b'dvarem ha'amitim ha'ila. Well, say, if you really want to give something back to the Ribono Shel Olam, the first step is not, boom, what am I going to do? The first step is taking a step back from yourself, taking a step back from your life, thinking about who you are, what you are, where I'm holding, once I assemble all of that information, then I'm poised in Yeretz Hashem to be able to figure out how to best give back to my father. So we'll stop over here for today. The regular schedule of Yeretz Hashem begins tomorrow. Again, then comes Chol HaMoed. We go back to a different schedule, but at least for tomorrow, Yeretz Hashem will be at 5:45. Yeretz Hashem, Daf Yom, B'Shatol Masachos will be at 6 o'clock. A wonderful day in the Gutiar.